This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've been bringing you stories this week of the American labor force. Not with a sampling method data scientists would be happy with, to be sure, but nine stories so far, nine people and their jobs that we are using as stand-ins for the 164 million of us the Bureau of Labor Statistics calls the American labor force. We're doing it because while these are the people who make this economy work, one wonders whether this economy is working for them. This is the United States of Work.
There's always things that you don't like about your job.
You work hard for what you want.
You know, every job has their ups and downs.
Whatever good job means.
I like the hustle. I like working fast.
It's not a career. It's a lifestyle.
Before I introduce you to the 10th person in our reimagining of the American labor force, an observation. A pretty obvious one, perhaps, but the jobs or job that you land in depends a whole lot on the kind of education and training you are able to get. Community colleges and technical schools play a big part in that. Places like, Minneapolis College in the Twin Cities, which offers liberal arts degrees, business, and nursing programs. Also,
we're kicking off the first program in the nation on bicycle repair, which Minneapolis is known for its bicycle-friendly environment. We continually compete with Portland for that title.
I would have thought Portland would have had the edge just because weather up there is so rough, but maybe that's just me.
Yeah, they got some fat-tired bikes that get students to campus even in the worst of snowstorms.
That's Derek Lindstrom. He's the dean of the School of Liberal Arts and Cultures at Minneapolis College. The BLS characterizes his job as management, professional, and related occupations. 4 out of 10 of us have that kind of job. It is the biggest category. In our series, it includes Michael Durant, our CPA in New York, Dr. Scott Anzalone in Ohio, and Stephanie Silverman at the Belcourt Theater in Nashville. But back to Derek Lindstrom. He is 40 years old. He's married with two kids. He used to teach communications studies. Now with a doctorate in higher education administration, though, he's doing something else.
Well, I think my main job is to support faculty so they can provide exceptional educational experiences for our students. I supervise over 100 faculty members, beginning from American studies all the way to women's studies. I have world languages, history, philosophy, communication studies. And so part of my work is putting together a schedule that allows students to successfully move through the college over the course of their academic career here, thinking about staffing levels, a lot of spreadsheets. My former faculty colleagues joke that they knew I was going to be a dean because I liked spreadsheets.
Which is not something you think of when you think of academics.
It's not. There's a part of the institution that needs to operationalize learning, and that's my role.
Is this something you wanted to do when you were a kid?
No. not because it's not valuable, but my dad was a laborer on the railroad, and I'm a first-generation college student, and so my understanding of education was you went to college to get a good job, in parentheses, whatever good job means. I knew that if you went to law school, you could be a lawyer. If you went to med school, you could be a doctor. But that was the extent of my exposure to higher education, except for Beverly Hills 90210 or anything that we might be a popular culture reference, right? Cal State University. Not to make light of it, but
no, of course.
That's a pretty common experience for most of our students at Minneapolis College as well. You know, you need to go there, but you don't really have the background to know to what, mm-hmm. what's going on, even thinking about the different ways in which my kids will experience higher ed is way different because they have both myself and Christina to be wayfinders for them.
Christina, your wife, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty much a given then that your kids are going to go to college, right? Is that an option?
Yeah, that's an option. What that may play out and what that looks like is dependent on their interests and abilities. It's kind of funny. My 11-year-old has it in his head that he's going to go to Harvard. I don't know where that came from. but he's got it locked in. He told me the other day, "Hey, Dad, did you know only 5% of applicants make it to Harvard?"
5% in a good year, man. You kidding me?
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm
like, so what world problems are you going to solve before you apply?
Yeah.
But
does this does this job put you in a pretty good place financially in the Twin Cities? I mean, you get by, right? Can you take the kids on vacation? You got to pay for the house and a couple of cars?
Yeah, it's provided for a good life for my family. It, you know, provided us an opportunity to take my in-laws in when my father-in-law was diagnosed with vascular dementia. Yeah, I mean, if they want to give me a pay raise, I'll take it, but I'm not going to complain.
What would happen though if this job went away tomorrow?
Well, timing would be really difficult, being that in the last week, the public school district that my wife works in eliminated all of their librarians in a move that's been part of a larger budget cuts to the school district. And so if it went away tomorrow, it would be problematic because we'd have two people on the marketplace for jobs. If I were the only one looking for a job in the household, it would be difficult, but there would still be some opportunities to move laterally or getting back into the classroom as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. You've got a trade, right? You've got a skill. You could teach.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you can work spreadsheets too.
I can work spreadsheets too.
Sometime before the end of the year, I'm going to go up and visit with Derek, maybe learn a bit more about that bike program. Don't know. Same thing, by the way, for everybody else that you have met over the past week or so. I'm going to go spend a day or two, talk to them about the work that they do and whether this economy is working for them. If somehow you missed our interviews the last couple of weeks, or you want to read more about this project and how we did it, check our website, marketplace.org/work. More about the United States of Work on the program tomorrow.